Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Hei. The Gemara here is discussing the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi. Rabbi Akiva learns out from the fact that it says Vanelim two times, that teaches you that you need Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Saif in order to be Chayiv, a carbon oil of the iron and Tumas Mikdash Rekatshav. And the Gemara brings down sheet this Rebbe that says you don't need Vanellum two times for that. Vanellum one time already tells you that you need a Yediyah B'Tchila. It says, V'hu Yada, Vanellum is, Mechlal Sheyesh Yediyah B'Tchila, Vanellum already teaches you Yediyah B'Tchila. So why does it say Vanellum a second time? Mechayev and Helam Tum and Helam Mikdash. I tell you that you're not only Chayev on Helam Tum, you're also Chayev on Helam Kaidish and Helam Mikdash. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara is now discussing Shittas Rebbe. When did Rebbe see that Vanella means he had a Yediyah B'Tchila? So the Gemara has two pshatim. There was a pshat from Rava, which Abaya asked Kashas on. Abaya shlugged up the pshat. And there was another pshat from Abaya. We're going to discuss now a little bit the Shakal V'Tayah of the Gemara. What was the first pshat and how the Gemara shlugged it up? And different halachas that come out from there. And also what was the second pshat and what comes out halachas from there. Rav's pshat was that the word Vanellum means that there's Yediyah B'Tchila, because otherwise it would have said V'hi Aluma Mimenu. Now, Vanellum means that he forgot. Rav is saying that Rebbe holds the Mashmois of Vanellum means you only say the word Vanellum on somebody that had a complete Yediyah beforehand, and then afterwards he lost it, Vanellum, he forgot. Otherwise it would have said V'hi Aluma Mimenu. That's what Rav helped. So Abaye asked the Kash on him, from other places the Torah says Vanellum. He says, by Saita, it says, Vanella me'ena isha. It says that the husband didn't know about it. So you're going to tell me also that originally he knew about it. If he originally knew about it, mi'batkulei maya, then the mayim wouldn't work, because it says, v'nika ish mi'avan, v'isha hi tisa savayna. As man she'ish menuka mi'avan, ha'mayim baitkim es ishtai. So if he knew about it, so kum tais, he's not considered menuka mi'avan. And Abaye had another kasha by Torah. It says Vanelma me'ene kol chai. Vanelma me'ene kol chai means nobody knows about the Torah. It's Nelam from everyone. So the shaila is that means that somebody did know about the Torah. Amol. It says Lo yad din sherika. No one ever knew about the Torah. So Abaye says Vanelam doesn't mean you had a yediyah beforehand. That was Abaye's kasha. So Mel Abaye said another pshat, like we'll explain. But just on this pshat that Abaye asked the kasha from Saita. But we have to understand exactly what Abaye's kasha was, and it comes at Nafkimina's Gedolus in the halachas of Saita. Abaye's kasha was, the pasuk says by Saita, Vanellum Eine Isha. And if you're going to tell me any time it says Vanellum, that means there was a Yediyah Mitchila, so by Saita also you're going to have to say that Vanellum means there was a Yediyah Mitchila. If there was a Yediyah Mitchila, so what's the pshat? How could it be that the Mayim would work? How does it stem with the pasuk v'nika ish me'avan v'ishi tisas avayna? You need the ish to be menuka me'avan that he didn't do any averis. He wasn't bailer when she was asa to him. So there's two big kashas on this gemara that the Rishayim speak about. One shaila is when the gemara says v'nelam e'ini isha mechlal dav yediyah mi'ikara. What was the gemara referring to a yediyah mi'ikara? A yediyah mi'ikara and alama that she was mezana on the bia, on the znus, on the tuma, or a yediyah mi'ikara on the stira. And Vanellum is going on the stira. Taisa says there's two pshatim on that. But they both are pretty problematic. I mean, kapshutei, the pasuk's talking about the znus. That's what Taisa Rush points out. I mean, that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, v'shacha v'sh'aysa shech v'zer v'nellum eini isha. She was Mizana, and her husband doesn't know about it. It's a little schwer learning Vanellum's on the stira. L'char, there's no din that he has to not know about the stira. Pashas, he does know about the stira. But the problem is, like Taisa says, if Vanellum is going on the bia, the tuma, so what's the case? When he's bringing his wife, if he knows that she was Mizana, he can't bring her to get Ashkas Meisaita. Ashkas Meisaita is only when the husband doesn't know. And the problem is, he's not allowed to live with her because he has a suffix. After the Kinyan and Stira, he has to assume that she was Mizana. And the point of the Meisaita is that he'll know. He knows if she was Mizana, so she'll die. And if she doesn't die, if everything's fine, then he knows that she was a Mizana. But if he already knows that she was Mizana, you can't be Mashkid. Mashkid is only in the case where the husband doesn't know. So, what would it mean that you need a Yediyah Betchila Fektasis? Right now, he doesn't know. So, Mimanavshech. If he knows that he had a Yediyah Betchila, if he knows that he once knew, so obviously he knows now. If he knows now, there's no point of the whole Ashkah Seita. Elamai, right now he doesn't know anything. So how would he know if he has the Yediyah Betchila or not? How could there be a halacha that the only time the Seita works is when the husband at one point knew that she was Mizana? But at this point he doesn't know. So if he doesn't know, he won't know if he at one point knew or not. If he knows now that at one point he knew, that means now also he knows. So he can't be Mashkeher. So what would be the pshat in the halacha? Why does he have to say it can't be true because of Vinika Ishmi Avain? Typically, there's no pshat in that. Vanilla means it's only in a case where the husband once knew. How would the husband know if he once knew or he didn't once know? So Taisa says at Teretz, Ksas B'daychik, that we're talking about he doesn't remember, he doesn't know if, right now he doesn't know that she's Mizana, and he doesn't know, he thinks maybe I did once know. Right now I don't remember anything. So it could be I did once know. Say, if she ends up dying, so Vaistais, that would mean that he once knew. And if Itaka didn't know, so the May Saita wouldn't work, but that's okay. That's a Taisus. The Taisa Rosh, in one of his Terutzim, says that maybe Enechinami. The Gemara could have slugged up the possibility if an Elam means he once knew because of this Taina. That if he once knew, that means he knows now. If he knows now, what's it being Mashka? It means he knows. You can't be Mashka unless you're Mesupik. But Hagufa, the Gemara would have had to brought down from how do we see in the Pasuk that it can't be Mashka if he knows. It doesn't say clearly. Vinelam could mean that he forgot, and now he knows again. So that means he once knew, and then he forgot, and now he knows again. So maybe that's Gufa Na'alacha. It could be Mashka in such a case. Say Nechirami, the Gemara could have shown from other Pesukim that if he knows now, the Ashkol doesn't work, the Ashkol only works when it's a Suffolk. But that's not Mefurish in the Pasuk. So Mael, the Gemara brought a different Pasuk, why it shouldn't work, V'nika Ishmi Oven, that if he once knew, there'd be a problem of V'nika Ishmi Oven. This is all assuming the Pshat that Vinelam is going on the Bia. And that's where we have the problem. So what do you mean that he once knew? He doesn't know now, so how would he know if he knew? So we have two Terutzim. Taisa says, Enechinami, he doesn't know, but he's Mesupik, and is giving her Ashkol. If it works, that would show that he once knew. And the Taiz Rosh is saying, Enechinami, that would be another kasha on saying Vanilla means he once knew, because if he once knew, that means he knows now, and if he knows now, so it won't work. But the Gemara didn't have a Mefurish Apostle saying that it won't work if he knows now. And Taiz has another pshat that maybe the Gemara is saying Vanilla is going on the Stira. He never knew about this Nus. But if he once knew that she was Nistar, and then it was Nelam, and now he knows again he was Nistar, but he never knew about this Nus. And then you wouldn't have this problem. Then how would he know if he doesn't know about this Nus? Now how does he know that he once knew? Terry says, we're not talking about this Nus. Vanellum is going on the Stira. Now what's bothering me is, Lamaisa, that's not the Pshat in the Pasuk, Halacha Lamaisa, because there's no Halacha that he has to not know about the Stira. Other Abba, he made a kinui, and he finds out about the stira, and he brings it to the kain. So mevadat the mashmoyis of the pasuk of an elamein isha, like the Taisa Rosh points out, is chayyur going on v'shachavish eisa shichva zera is going on the znus. It's not going on the stira. But even if you want to say that the gemara dash in the pasuk is going on the stira, but that's not lemaisa pshat in the pasuk. There is no din v'nelam on the stira lemaisa. Not with the Yediyah Metchila, and not without the Yediyah Metchila. There's no such thing. You don't need Alam on the Stira. Pashas, he never forgot about the Stira. So why is the Gemara saying that Vanellum is going on the Stira in this half a minute that Vanellum means the Yediyah Metchila if that's not what Vanellum is talking about? Unless you say pshat like this, that Rava said Vanellum means the Yediyah Metchila. And to say Vanellum is going on the Tumah and you need a Yediyah Metchila, this pshat holds, that's b'chol impossible. Because if you how could you know the Yediyah Metchila? Mikayach this kasha in echinami. But that alone wouldn't slug up Rav's pshat and Vanelam, because maybe Vanelam means a stira. And maybe there's a gzeiras hakasav that you need a Yediyah Metchila on the stira, and Alama on the stira, and now you know about the stira. Maybe that's good for what the Torah is telling you. Maybe that's what Rebbe holds. And then that Abaye has the only kasha on that was that Venika Ishmiyav, and that doesn't stand with Venika Ishmiyav. Good, that's one shmooze in the Rishayim. But the second problem is like this, and the Chayr, it's a problem on either pshat. Why does the Gemara say that if he didn't know it's Venika Ishmiyav, why are we assuming that he had to be a Bechlal? Mechatesa? As I fact the Rishayim, Mechatesa, he had to be a Bechlal. Venika Ishmiyavin says that if he was Bailer after she was Saiser, so Mele is not Manukamiyavin. So Mele, the Mayim is not Baidik Zishta, because if he did it via Saiser, the Mayim is not Baidik Zishta. Fine. But where does the Pasuk say in Venelam that he was Bailer in between? Mechatesi was Bailer Bechlal. Apella. So Taisis and the Ridva and Taisir Rosh and the Ridva brings it from Rashi and Chumash. Says the Gevaldike Chiddush that if he knew that she was Mizanim, according to the Pshat that we're talking about the idea of the Znus, or if he knew that she was even Nister, according to the Pshat we're talking about the Stira, and then he forgot, so Kumtais is not Makvid. Kumtais, he doesn't care. If he would really care about his wife being Mizanim, he would never forget such a thing. If he managed to forget such a thing, whether it's the Znus or even the Stira, in them state, he doesn't care. If he doesn't care, he doesn't care about the znus, he doesn't care about living with her after the znus, even if he lamaisa never had a bia. But someone who doesn't care, the mayim doesn't work. Thus, kufa state, the main ish menukum yav and mayim baikim asishtai. Yishayim quoted Gemara at the end of Saita, dafim zayanim and beis, imatim akbidim al atzmechem, and mayim baikim ashisechem, lav ena mayim baikim ashisechem. If you don't care, it doesn't work. The Dvar brings the Rashi in Chumash. The Rashi is not on the Pasuk of Ish Menukah Me'oven. The Rashi is a Pasuk of Venela Me'ene Isha. That he teaches Venela Me'ene Isha, Hama Yeroyum Ameim, Ena Mayim Baikin Isha. Which means that if he knew about it, and then he forgot about it, he didn't care, it doesn't work. So, Doshtei Dachidish Din, Atzveit Din. There's a din that if someone does a Bias Isser, the Mayim's not Baikim Asishtai. And there's a din even without a Bias Isser. The fact he didn't care about this nus, he forgot about it, that also makes enamayim baitkim asishtai. There's another pshat from the Teis Rosh. Then the Teis Rosh says, why would the Torah say vanellum? Why do you need the vanellum for? It's mezunder akasha like we asked if we're going on the stira. You don't need vanellum. What do you need vanellum for? Well, what would be wrong if he knew about the stira? Elamai, the pasuk's telling you that he was nelam, and he continued living with her. And that you need vanellum. Because if it wasn't vanilla, and they continue living with her, so then there'll be a problem. Aveinish menuka miavein. So then you need the vanilla. As I said, the Teis Rosh a possible pshat. But if that's the pshat, so what's taka the pshat that lemaisa the ish is not menuka miavein? Lemaisa was vanilla. Lemaisa didn't know. Lemaisa forgot. So why is it called Aveinish menuka miavein? So the emes is there's a Mishnah Lamelech. And Ilchus Saita Perek Beis Halacha Ches. He clears the Shaila. What's the din? We have the din Venika Ishmiyavin that if he did a Bias Isser, the Mayim is not Baikim Asishta. Is that only B'mezud even B'shaikik? As I clear that Shaila. And he first wants to be patient from our Gemara that even B'shaikik? Because the Gemara says that it says V'nelam Mechlal Dehaisa La Yediyah. The vanilla means that he had a yediyah, and if he had a yediyah, how could the mayim be baidik ishtai? It says v'nika ishmi of it. But what do you mean vanilla? He didn't know. Elamayim shaking also. And l'chayr the gemara means to be mechalik. That if he never knew about the stira, that's not called a shaking either. How is he supposed to know anything? That's not a shaking. But if he once knew, and that's like an einus, I guess. But if he once knew and then he forgot, that's a shaking. So Mela, then the Mayim wouldn't be Baidik. Vices by Shagig also the Dinas Mayim is not Baidik Asishtai. That would fit like this Teis Rosh's pshat, that Raya. That the Gemara, the reason why you need the Vanellam, the Gemara thought was because without the Vanellam, the Bia would make it not work. And you need the Vanellam in order to make that it's not Nikish Mehoven. And that the Gemara says, no, since he had a Yediyah Betchila. So Mela is a Shagig. And a shaking is also a problem for Nika Ishmiyavin. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Lamelech says, he brings Taisav Shat in the Gemara. It's not a Raya, because this Gemara is not talking about he did a Biyah B'shaking. This Gemara is talking about that he forgot such an important information that his wife was Mizana, or his wife was even Istira, so mainly he's not Makbid. If he's not Makbid, that's felt Vinikish Ishmeyavin. But Ibizai, Stamazai, if he did a Bia Shegig, Stam Shegig on another issue. He didn't know she was in either, whatever the case may be, Stam a Bia Shegig, you wouldn't have a Raya that that's a problem of Vinikish Ishmeyavin. And that Shai Lagufa, the Ritva here is Mefurish. The Ritva also discusses the Sugya. I'm not going to go through the whole Ritva. But the Ritva is Mefurish that he also had a tzad that Shegig is not called Vinika Ishmeyavin. He had a different shot in the Gemara based on that tzad. But Lamaisa, he says it's Mavur in Yevamis and Kedushin. He says that there is a din of Vinika Ishmeyavin even by Shegig. The Mishnah Melech also was Ayman on this Raya from the Gemara in Kedushin and also a similar Gemara in Yevamis. There's mafalpul about it. Lamai said the Ritva here is mafurish that there's a din of v'nik ishmeyavain. There's a problem v'nik ishmeyavain even by shegig. But b'kitzer about to add some shat in the Gemara. The Rishayim have a pshat that even if he was never by her, dasa lein he forgot about the znus, he forgot about the steer. Dasa lein is called v'nik ishmeyavain, and then you wouldn't have any raya for this Gemara. What's a din by shegig? But according to the Taizer Rush's pshat, that vanilla means that he had to do the bia with the alama, otherwise it's chsayim v'nika ishmeyavin. And in that, the Gemara asked, even then, if he had a yediyah mitchila, if I did it be a problem v'nika ishmeyavin, then it would be muchrich that by shegig also you'd have a din of v'nika ishmeyavin, like the Ritva anyway says is muchrich from the Gemara in Kedushin and Yevamis. So Lamai said the Gemara didn't like Rav's pshat. Abaye shlugged up Rav's pshat. Abaye proved that v'nelam doesn't mean that he had a yediyah mitchila. Because by sight it says v'nelam eini isha, and there he didn't have a yediyah mitchila. And hu adin, by Torah it says v'nelam eini kol chai, and there nobody had a yediyah mitchila of the Torah. So what is the pshat in Rebbe? How does Rebbe know from v'nelam that there's a yediyah mitchila? So elam rabbi, k'savah Rebbe yediyah space rabbi shema yediyah. The fact that he learned the dinim of tumah in cheder, because there they learned the entire chumash in cheder, everybody did. And they learn Parsha Shmini, v'zelachem atame v'chal sheretz ha-sheretz, they know that shratzim ha-matame. And that's called the Yediyah. Amalei ha-papal ha-bayam, el diktani ein b'yediyah b'tchila v'yesh b'yediyah b'sayf, v'yekat ales b'yediyah space rabbi. So if you're going to say Yediyah space rabbi, it's called the Yediyah, everyone in the world has a Yediyah space rabbi. Very interesting Gemara. There's no Yid that was grown up among the Yidin that doesn't know Dinei Tumah from the Chumash that he learned in Cheder. There's no Yid that at least at one point knew the Dinei Tumah from the Chumash he learned in Cheder. Gemal de Gazach. Amalayin, Meshkach is love with Dinei Shnishma Lebein Anachim. If the Yid was not brought up among Yidin Mechlal, he was Nishma Lebein Anachim, such a Yid would never have a Yediyah, and that Yid would be Potter from carbon. So there's a Machlankish Yishainim. What's necessary for Yediyah Mitchila according to Rebbe? What does the Gemara mean by Yediyah space Rabbi Shema Yediyah? Taisus and Kamer Yishayinim hold that according to Rebbe, he does not have to know he was ever Tamei. Even if he never knew that he was Tamei, he never realized that he touched the Sheretz Ukadayma. Thus, alain that he knew Dinei Tumah by Yediyah space Rabbi, that's called the Yediyah Mitchila according to Rebbe. Now, there's a Shailim Pshat, the Machlokes Taisus and the Ramban discusses it. From where do we get this halacha that you need a yediyah space rabbi? In other words, Rebbe was mechadish al kapanim. You do need a yediyah space rabbi b'tchila. Lafuke etinek shenish v'lebein anachem. He wouldn't bring a carbon oil of a yairit. The shaila was where did Rebbe see it? So Taisa says v'nelam. V'nelam, not like Rav that held v'nelam teaches you need a full yediyah b'tchila. He has to actually know that he was tamei, because that we proved from v'nelam by Saita. And v'nelam by Torah, that v'nelam doesn't mean you need a yediyah b'tchila. Even if he never had a yediyah, he never knew she was mezana. By Torah also, no one ever knew the Torah. It still passed the word v'nelam. Now v'nelam means that you know something. If you knew absolutely nothing, then it doesn't pass the word v'nelam. V'nelam implies that there's some yediyah of the concept altogether. Even if there was no actual yediyah, but there was a mixus yediyah. There was something. So by saiting, he knows the concept. He knows that if she becomes tummy, she's Aser. By Torah, we know the concept. We know that there's such a thing as Torah, and Torah is like of all the Chachma, and has all the Chachma of all the Eilim in the Torah. So Yediyah Space Rabbi is also, he had to have known the concept. The Nelam passes as someone who doesn't know the details, but knows the concept. Has a mixus Yediyah. So Mamela, we're only talking about somebody that knows, that once knew the issue that if you become Tamei, this is how you become Tamei, and if you become Tamei, you ask it to go to the Beis HaMikdash. He knows the concept. And you don't need more than that, according to Rebbe. Yediyah B'tchila means that he once, at least at one point in his life, he knew the halacha, how you become Tamei, and what's the din when you become Tamei, what's the halacha. That's all you need. That's called Yediyah B'tchila. And the word Venelam teaches you that, because Venelam is only talking about someone that knows basically the concept, but doesn't know the details. The Ramban says a little differently. The Ramban says that Be'etzim Venelam can mean that he doesn't know anything altogether. Now it says Venelam imenu v'hu Tamei. Vaistais, he didn't know that he was Tamei. And if he knew that he was Tamei, Vaistais, he wouldn't have done it. He wouldn't have eaten the Kodesh and gone into the Mikdash. So I have to be talking about a person that was educated, that knew at one point these halachas that a Tamei can't go into the Mikdash. So then the Venelam v'hu Tamei, the fact that he didn't know he was Tamei, that's what caused him to do it. Mashenken, if he had no Yediyah space rabbi, so he doesn't know anything about Tumah. So what do you mean he didn't know he was Tamei? He didn't know anything about Tumah. Even if he did know he was Tamei, he wouldn't know what that means. So male, that doesn't buy Venelam men v'hu Tamei. So the word Venelam can mean anything. That's why you don't even have to answer Saita and Taira. Venelam can mean you have no Yediyah altogether. But Venelam v'hu Tamei, he's missing the Tumah. Had he known about the Tumah, he would have had access to the information, what he's supposed to do about the Tumah. But both Taisus and the Ramban hold that the Yisait is he really didn't know he was Tumah altogether. Or maybe now he doesn't know Tumah altogether. Doesn't know Dinei Tumah altogether now. Just either from the word Venelam altogether, or because it's Venelam v'u Tumah, that shows that Al-Kapanim once knew the Hilchas Tumah. That's all Rebbe's Mechayev, Yediyah Space Rabbi, that's called the Yediyah B'tchila. But Rashiel is not that way. Rashiel is only called the Yediyah B'tchila if the Pshat is he still knows the Hilchas Tumah, and also he knows that he touched the Sheretz. That's a big Kiddush of Rashi. He knows that he touched the Sheretz. He learned the din that touching a Sheretz makes you Tumah. He also knows that he touched the Sheretz. But since he learned the din that a Sheretz makes you Tumah B'beis Rabbi, he doesn't know too much about it. So when he touched the sheretz, he didn't remember the halacha that touching the sheretz makes you tameh. In other words, he had all the information that he needed, but he didn't put two and two together. He learned b'beis rabbi that touching a sheretz makes you tameh. He also knows that he touched the sheretz. But somehow he didn't put the two together. He wasn't some labeless bainin that he's becoming tameh now. It was two independent facts of knowledge which he had, which he couldn't put together. So I think it's partial. Rashi has to hold like the Ramban in the Drasha of Venelam, because by Saita you don't have that, and by Taira you don't have that. Rashi's saying he has to have all the facts that he needed, and the Halama is because he never put them together. By Saita you don't have all the facts. He doesn't know about this Nus. It's not the Pshat by Saita he knows this Nus asks you, and he knows about this Nus, and he didn't put the two together. That's not the case. The case is he began to know about this Nus. By Torah, there was no facts that he know that he didn't put together. No anything. They don't know the whole Torah. You have to say, like the Ramban's drasha, that Venelam v'hu Tamei means that he didn't realize that he was Tamei. But the pshat is, it's just he's missing putting the two and two together that he's Tamei. But really, he has the idea that he became Tamei, that this makes him Tamei, and has the idea that he touched the sheretz, but he still doesn't know that he became Tamei. Now the Rishayim ask, the Ramban and other Rishayim, so why did the Gemara have to say, the Gemara is a kasha miyik, the Lesla Yediyah space rabbi, why do you have to answer Tinik Shanish Ben Anachrim? Why can't you answer more Pashit? He didn't realize he touched the Sheretz. If according to Rabbi Vinishvi, he has to know that he touched the Sheretz. Otherwise it's not called the Yediyah Betchila. Navas, he never knew that he was Tameh, because he didn't put two and two together, he didn't remember at the time he touched the Sheretz that the Sheretz makes you Tameh. So why don't you say more Pashit? That Echanami, if Adi had Yediyah space rabbi, but he didn't realize he touched the Sheretz. Taisus on Yedalat and the days, and other Rishayim here say, Echanami, it's not a kasha. A lot of times the Gemara does that. You bought the Gemara said Yediyah space rabbi, Shema Yediyah, and you have a kasha, maybe you could less be Yediyah space rabbi, even though I could have said, yes, he has Yediyah space rabbi, but didn't know he touched the Sheretz. But he might ask the kasha and answers the kasha in the context of the kasha. Yeah, you could have someone who didn't have Yediyah space rabbi. Tinik Shanish Rebbein Anachim. The Ritva explains Rashi that if he had a Yediyah B'beis Rabbi that a Sheretz makes you Tameh, but he didn't realize he touched the Sheretz, that's B'chol not a Yediyah. That Rashi held in Svar, you can't say Venelam B'chol the other means He knew Bebeis Rabbi that a sheretz makes you tummy. If you didn't know that he touched the sheretz, what does that yediyah have to do with anything? That yediyah wasn't enough to make him know that he's tummy. That yediyah is mamish not negayah to anything. Not negayah that he knows that if you touch a sheretz, you tummy. If you didn't know he touched the sheretz, yediyah has to mean that he knew he touched the sheretz. Novus then, he never knew he was tummy because at the time he touched the sheretz, he forgot that a sheretz makes him tummy. But the pshat is without that, that's not called the yediyah. So these are the two mahalchim. Taisus and Kamri Shainim hold you don't need a yediyah b'chlal. You just need a conceptual yediyah that had he touched the sheretz, he'll be tummy. That's what you need. Yediyah is based Rabbi. And Rashi says you need more than that. You need to have known that you touched the sheretz, and you didn't put the two and two together. The Ramban asks Akasha that there is a shita of Yechanan holds in Shabbos that a tinik shenishu b'bein anachrim is pata from any carbon. A tinik shenishu b'bein anachrim is pata from any carbon. If someone never knew that there was any Issa Shabbos, he also is pata from a carbon from eating b'chal Shabbos. If he never knew there was any Issa Chalev, he's pata from a carbon from eating Chalev. So how would, if all you need is a yediyah based rabbi, lefi that pshat, you don't need anything else, so how would the yediyah b'tchila by carbon el v'yayir be different than any other din? By all dinim you need to have at least once known the halachas, and tinik shenishu b'bein anachrim is pata in Gansen. So the Ramban says that by Shabbos, all you need is a general yediyah of Shabbos. You don't have to have known any malacha altogether. As long as you knew there was such a thing as Shabbos, already you're mechayev a carbon. By shegev a carbon el v'yared, you have to know specifically that this sheretz is metame you. You have to know the specific halachas at one point. Halakopanim, like the Ramban points out, the whole kasha, the whole duchrate is only shver according to him that you don't need the yediyah to touch the sheretz. According to Rashi, it's even more pashit. You need the yediyah to touch the sheretz that you don't have by kol haTorah kula. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara now goes to the din in the Mishnah Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. That the halachas of Yitzah of Shabbos is Shtayim Shein Arba. The Gemara explains that all of them are lechiyuv. And here, it's not the Iker, we'll see soon that on Shabbos we say the Chiyuvim and the Pturim, because that's since Shabbos is the Iker Masechta, so we discuss both the Haitzahs that Yechayiv on, they also mean the Raisa, Yechayiv, Karis and Skila and the Karbin, if you do it B'Shegig, and also the Haitzahs that's Pater, it's also mean the Rabbanan, Pater Avalasar. B'Shegig in here, it's Masechta Shuas, it's not the right, it's not the same Masechta, the Iker Masechta. So Mela, we're only going to mention the things that mean mechuyev, but not the things mechuyev, meaning asim midiraisa, but not the itzaras that are asim midirabana. That's the maskana sasugya. So in order to be chayiv, you need both an akira and a hanocha. So what's a shtayim shein arba? So the Gemara says shtayim da itza, shtayim da achlasa. The two cases of bring the chayvitz from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim, and the cases are where the one who is standing outside, the Ani, standing in Rishus HaRabim, he's called the Ani. So he carries it from the Balabayis who's inside, and he carries it, he makes the Akira from the Balabayis' hands and puts it down in the Rishus HaRabim. That's one case of Eitzah. And the other case is the one who's standing inside, the Balabayis, he makes the Akira, he picks it up and puts it into the hand of the Ani outside. So he did both the Akira and the Anacha. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis and Shabbos explains, we just use the word Ani and Balabais, it's easier than using the word the one who's standing inside and the one who's standing outside. Balakapanan, the two Aitzayis are the Aitzah of the Ani, meaning the Aitzah of the one standing outside, taking it from the Balabais' hand and putting it down in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Aitzah of the Balabais, meaning the Balabais picking it up from the Rishus HaYachid and putting it into the hand of the Ani. And then you have two Achnasis, that's the Shein Dalit. One is the achnas of the Ani picking it up from the Rishus HaRabim and putting it into the hands of the Balabais inside. So the Ani does the Akira and the Hanacha. And the second achnas is the Balabais taking it from the hands of the Ani and putting it down into the Rishus HaYachid. So the Balabais did the Akira and the Hanacha. That's the Maskanas HaGemara of what this Mishnah here by in Shuas means. You see a Shabbos Shtayin Shen Arba. Now in Shabbos it says you see a Shabbos Shtayin Shen Arba Befnim or Shtayin Shen Arba Bechutz. And the Gemara explains that we're talking about Chiyuvim and Peturim. So basically, Pachas HaYaisa, the eight cases, the Shtayin Shen Arba Befnim and the Shtayin Shen Arba Bechutz, are going to be the four cases that we said that the Mechuyiv, in other words, the Ani's Haitzah, and the Balabais is Aitzah, where the Ani and the Balabais did both the Akira and the Anacha. The Ani is Achnasa and the Balabais is Achnasa, where again the Ani and the Balabais did both the Akira and the Anacha. And we have two cases of Aitzah, which is Pater, where the Balabais did the Akira and the Ani did the Anacha, or vice versa. And two cases of Achnasa, which is Pater, where again the Ani did the Akira, the Balabais did the Anacha, or vice versa. Now the three pshatim that we have here, Rashi and two pshatim in Taisus, what exactly the words shtayim shenayim b'fnim and what exactly the words shtayim shenayim b'chutz mean? Rashi here in Shavuos learns that b'fnim means hachnasa and b'chutz means haitzah. So shtayim shenayim b'fnim is four cases of hachnasa, two cases where you chayiv, when the Ani did the akira and the hanacha, and when the Balabais did the akira and the hanacha. Those are two cases of achnasa that you chayiv. Shein arba is two cases of achnasa that's pater, when the Ani did the akira and the Balabais did the hanacha, and there are two cases. That's a shayla and Shabbos exactly what the cases are, but be'erech, the easiest case, the cases to say is that either the Ani picked it up from the ground outside and put it into the Balabais' hands outside and the Balabais brought it in, so the Balabais didn't do the Akira because the Ani put it into his hands. Or the Ani picked it up from the outside and brought it inside the house, and the Balabais took it from his hands, where then the Ani didn't do the Anacha because the Balabais took it from his hands. Al-Kopanim, Bifnim means Hachnasa, and there are two cases where there's a Chiyah for Hachnasa, when the Ani did the Akira and the Anacha, when the Balabais did the Akira and the Anacha, and two cases which is Pater, which the Ani did the Akira and the Balabais did the Anacha, there's two cases. And Shnayim Shenayim b'chutz means Haitzah. And there's two cases of Chiv, where either the Balabais or the Ani did the Akira and the Anacha, and two cases of Tur, two cases of Ze'ekiv Zeminiach of Haitzah. But Bifnim means Achnasa, b'chutz means Haitzah. Taisus says of Pshat, and this is what Rashi says in Shabbos, that Bifnim means when the Balabais is doing the Haitzah and the Achnasa, because he's the Bifnim means Aisaya Aimid Bifnim. Bifnim doesn't mean Achnasa. Bifnim means the Balabais. Bechutz doesn't mean Aitzah. Bechutz means the Ani. So Shnayin Shein Arba Bifnim means where the Balabais is doing both the Aitzah and the Achnasa in a way that is Chayiv. He does the Kira and the Anacha of Aitzah and Achnasa. That's his Shtayim. And Shein Arba is where the Balabais carries it in a way that he didn't do the Kira and the Anacha. And there's two cases of that, one for Eitzah and one for Achnasa. And Shtayin Shenayim B'chutz means the Ani that's Eimid B'chutz, it doesn't mean Eitzah. The Ani doing Eitzah and Achnasa in the case where he's Chayiv, and the Ani doing Eitzah and Achnasa in the case where the Balabais is doing that Kir in him the Hanacha, or he's doing that Kir in the Balabais the Hanacha, and that's the case where he's Pater. That's the second shot. And Taiz brings a third shot, that Bifnim means that you bring a Karban Bifnim. And b'chutz means you don't bring a karban b'fnim. B'fnim means that it's asim deraisa, and b'chutz means it's asim derabanan. So shnayin shen arba b'fnim is exactly like the case here in the Gemara in Shavuos. Two cases of Eitzah, Ani and Balabais. Shein arba, two cases of Achnasa, Ani and Balabais, and Av and Atolda. And shnayin shen arba b'chutz is, all these four cases are pater, two cases of the Balabais doing Eitzah in a way that he's pater, and two cases of the Ani doing the Eitzah in a way that he's Pater. Good. These are the three Pshatim in the Mishnah and Shabbos. I don't think there's enough Kamina La'alacha between them. Now, Taiz and Shavuos asked the Kasha, Taiz early in Shavuos, that Bezim and Aleph asked the Kasha on the Mishnah, what does it mean that there's two cases of Eitzah, the case of Ani and the case of Balabais? What's the difference of Ani or the Balabais? What's the difference if the person's doing the Eitzah when he's standing inside or doing the Eitzah standing outside? Why should there be any nafmin al halacha between the two? And the same thing, Shein Arba, the Achnasa. Why is it four? Why is this two cases? The Chayit is Eitzah, and there's Achnasa. Why are there two cases of Eitzah, and Ani doing the Eitzah, and the Balabais doing the Eitzah? My nafkimina between the two. So Taisus has two terutzim. The first teretz of Taisus is taka no nafkimina be'etzim between the Ani and the Balabais. Now, the Mishnah is by learning a havimina, that bechlal, you wouldn't be chayiv on Eitzah, unless you walk with the chayfetz from the Rishis HaYachid to the Rishis HaRabim, or by Achnasa from the Rishis HaRabim to the Rishis HaYachid. You would think that's the only case of Eitzah. You have to make an Akira of the chevetz b'shus hayachid while you're standing in b'shus hayachid, and you have to make hanach in the chevetz in b'shus harabim while you're standing in b'shus harabim. That means you have to walk with the chevetz over from b'shus hayachid to b'shus harabim. Or by achnasa, you have to make the akira in the b'shus harabim, and you have to make the hanacha while you're standing in b'shus hayachid. So there's a chiddush that if you pass the chevetz over to someone who's in b'shus hayachid from b'shus harabim, when you pass the chevetz over to b'shus harabim from b'shus hayachid, or you take the chevetz from the ani's hands in b'shus hayachid and put it down b'shus harabim, either one. So that's a chiddush. If you didn't make either the akira or the hanacha in the b'shus that you're standing in, that's a chiddush ayichayev. That might not be called the itzah. Maybe the derech of the itzah is dafka when you walk with the chevetz, that kira is made while you're in this rishus, and nach is made while you're in that rishus. So this is the first teretz of Taisus. It's really not mechalik between ani and balabais. You don't really need two. But the reason why it says two is lafuke, that you would think that neither the ani nor the balabais would be chayev, and you'd only be chayev if you walk with the chevetz. That's the first teretz of Taisus. The second teretz of Taisus is that Haitzah is a malacha geruha, Taisus says. Haitzah is a shvacha malacha. And he explains the reason why. The Lashon he says is, Mali maitzi m'shus yachad u'shus yachad, Mali maitzi m'shus yachad u'shus harabim. What's the difference? Why would the kaveh of a malacha be if you're in u'shus yachad u'shus harabim? You don't find the way by other malachas. Every malacha of Pshat is, you see what the malacha is. You're planting, you're plowing. Here you're transporting. But transporting itself is not a malacha, because Meshus Yachad, Meshus Yachad is fine. You have to transport from Meshus Yachad to Meshus Harabim. Rishonim and Shabbos explain it a little more dramatically. They say that if you would carry heavy furniture throughout the house the entire day, you wouldn't violate the malacha of Etzah at all. And if you carry one little gregarious from Meshus Yachad to Meshus Harabim, you already have your malacha deraisa. So it's a very big chiddush, the whole thing of Eitzah. That should be considered a malacha. A malacha should be dependent on the Rishus, Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Harabim. That makes a malacha. It's a new mechudish type of malacha. So Mamela, that's why you need Eitzah of Ani and Eitzah of Balabais. It says the first teretz of Taisus holds that once you know Ani, you already know Balabais. The first teretz is not going with the Eitzah being a malacha mechudeshes. The first teretz of Taisus is saying that maybe the din of Eitzah, you need to walk with the chayfetz. You need to do the akir in the same rishus as the chayfetz and the anach in the same rishus as the chayfetz. So Mel, the Mishnah tells you, Yitzir Shabbos Taim Shinar, but to teach you that no, that you could do a malacha even if you're sticking the chayfetz into the rishus where you're not, or taking the chayfetz from the other rishus. That's also called the Mleches Eitzah. But Taisa's second teretz is saying no. That the pshat is, if about once you find that Eitzah is a malacha mechudeshes, it's a whole different type of malacha, you need a Rishus HaYachid and a Rishus HaRabim, and that's what makes the malacha. So merely you can't know, just because you know Eitzah of Ani, you still don't know Eitzah of Balabayis. Eilach bayelach yidushay. So Taisus brings kamarayis, that to this you say, that it's a malacha geruah, it's a malacha mechudeshes, it's not really a malacha, it's a zagzeris, a kasev dika type of malacha. One raya is that every other malacha, the fact that it was in the Mishkan is alone telling you that it's a malacha. You don't need any other source. That's a din with 38 of the 39 malachas. Punkt by Eitzah, it's not enough. Eitzah was in the Mishkan. It says clearly that they did the krushim from Rishus HaYachid, from the Agolah, he said Rishus HaYachid to the street, which was the Rishus HaRabin. They did Eitzah, they did Achnasa. It was done in the Mishkan. But still, the Gemara says, the Gemara in Azarik, in Shabbos, Taf Tzadik Vavim and Beis, the Gemara brings a pasuk for it, Vaykalei Amehavi, Ishayasu Oid Malach Lomechas HaKadosh, that teaches you Eitzah as a Malacha. And the Gemara says, we only know Eitzah, but what about Achnasa? And the Gemara says, it's a Svara, Mali Afuke, Mali Ayule. And then the Gemara discusses other Teldas, how do we know? He said, what do you need that for? If it was in the Mishkan, that should be good enough. Elamai, Haitzah is a malacha geruah, so the fact that it was in the Mishkan doesn't tell you it's a malacha. You need Xeris or Kasav to teach you it's a malacha. Adkan the Taisin Shua's daf base. And Taisin Shabbos daf base takes it one step further, though. Taisin Shabbos daf base says that there's actually two psukim that you need, that there's two psukim in the Gemara. One in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Vav and Beis, and the other one in Erev and Daf Yud Zayin. to teach you Aitza. One is the pasuk that says, Ish ishal yasim lach oidlum lachis akkadish by a kala yami havi netzi gemara nazarik, which teaches you from that pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu veitzav Moshe veviu kol benach neloimer, that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, don't do Aitza now. Now it's Shabbos. The gemara has a limud how you know it's Shabbos, and don't do Aitza now. You can't do Aitza. So that's one xeris akasiv of Aitza. But there's another gemara in Erevin that al yetzi ishvim kaimai b'yayim eshvi by the man is al yetzi. That also tells you Aitza. Why do you need two psukim for Aitza? Zak taisis heinein advarim. You need two psukim, one for the ani and one for the balabais. Kibalt Aitza is a melacha gerua. You need two psukim. You need a pasuk that an ani is mechayev if someone's outside is mechayev when he does Aitza and brings it in. Or you need it so easily then when he's inside and bringing it out or bringing it in that there's a chiyuv aitza. That's why you need two psukim for. So I had a kasha like this. Taisus holds l'maisa gret, you need two psukim, one for the ani, one for the balabais. Other Rishonim argue, the Ramban and the Rashba hold no. You don't need two psukim, one for ani, one for balabais. Why is it two drushes of aitza? The Ramban holds machlokes tanan. Some tanan learned it out from veikalei amihavi, and some tanan learned it out from al yetzei. But Tosis holds you need two psukim. So my kasha is, l'may sigaret by etzon achnasa, you don't need two psukim. The Gemara says in Azayrik, the reason why achnasa is chayiv, the Gemara says, svarahu, mali afuke, mali ayule. You have a svar, just like etzon is chayiv, achnasa is also chayiv. Etzon, the yisayit is that you're changing the rishus, you're changing it from rishus yachid to rishus rabbin. If changing from rishus yachid to rishus rabbin is chayiv, so who then changing from Rishus Ram to Rishus Yachid is also chayev, mali afuke, mali ayule. So the kasha is, so why do you need two psukim for ani and balabayis? Kol shekein you should have such a svara. You see, in Taisa's kasha, before he was aiming on the teretz of Malacha Geruah, Taisa's couldn't understand why is it called two? Why is it shtayim? Why is it two types of etzah? As I frak Taisa's, it's etzah. What's the difference if you're inside and outside? Where's the shtayim? By any other Melechus Shabbos, it makes a difference if you're inside or you're outside. It makes a difference if you're planting the seeds when you're in the field or you're planting the seeds, you're throwing it from a different field. Planting is planting. There's no shtayim b'chalal. That's what Taisus asked. The Ramban holds, it's not so shver. Good. Enechanami is taka two types of it. So as Enechanami, there's absolutely no chilik din or chilik svar between them. But the two cases, and this is what you're going to have to say, Lefi Taisus first teretz in Shavuos, that be'etzim is just a chiddush that you don't have to be walking with the chayvitz, but what's the shtayim? Good, it's called shtayim. It's two cases. They don't have to be any different. But Taisus is bothered with that. Taisus says there is no shtayim. It's not two cases. Aitzah and achnasa is understood why it's called two. Taisus doesn't have a problem why aitzah and achnasa is called two. Aitzah and achnasa is very good. One's bringing from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbin, one's from Rishus Rabbin to Rishus Yachid. The Gemara says it's a svara. It's a svara. If this is chayiv, that's chayiv. But it is two cases. But now that Taisa Mechadish is a Malacha Gerua, it's vakert. Haitza and Achnasa Lamaisa, we say, Mali Afuke Mali Yule. If it's all is chayiv, Achnasa is chayiv. But Ani and Balabais, we don't even say a svara. We need two psukim. One for Ani and one for Balabais. What's the pshat in that? It should be koshkei from Haitzah and Achnasa. Aitzah and Achnasa, even though it's a Malacha Geruah, we don't need two psukim. We have a svar, Mali Afuke, Mali Yule. So why should Ani and Balabais need two psukim? So the emes is, I found this kasha in the Taisa and Rosh in Shabbos. Now Taisa and Rosh asks this kasha, that if you find you don't need two psukim, Aitzah and Achnasa, because Mali Afuke, Mali Yule, so why should you need two psukim, one for Ani, one for Balabais? Koshkin Aitzah, Leni says, say Mali Aitzah, Mali Aitzah. What's the difference? Ani Balabais should be a svar to mechayiv. So Taisa Rosh says, or Ben Yechiel mi Paris says, that the reason why you need two psukim is to say the yechayiv shtayim. If someone does Aitzah the ani and Aitzah the Balabais, it's chayiv shtayim. If someone does Aitzah nachnasa, we hold Yinah chayiv and told the b'makam av. Yechayiv only one. If he does Aitzah nachnasa b'helam echad. But if he does Aitzah the ani and Aitzah the Balabais b'helam echad, yechayiv shtayim. But it's a very big chiddush. Kamat the pellet to say that. You don't find, you see, the Avos Melachos are Avraham Chasam Achas. There's 39 Melachos that you chayev in each Melacha. To say that there's a 40th Melacha that I saw split up the two malachas, that I saw the ani and saw the baal bayis at two different chiyuvim, it's a tremendous chiddush. Taisus is not mashman away. Taisus is mashman at the pshat is if it wouldn't be for another pasuk, you wouldn't be chayiv altogether. You need two pasukim to be chayiv. One pasuk for ani, one pasuk for baal bayis. Even if you could say it teretz, that since I saw the malacha geruah, so eilach bayil chidushai, and we need a pasuk for each type of etzah. But if you find by achnasa, no, that even though you see seilach bayil chidushai, and that's why being in the Mishkan is not enough. But the pshat is, but if you have a svar, amali afuki, amali ayule, it's the same thing. What's the difference if you're going from a shesiyach to shesiram, or you're going from shesiram to shesiyachid, and you don't need an extra pasuk? The svar alone is enough to be mechayiv. So kolshken ani and bala bayis, where before Taisa said it's a malacha geruah, Taisa didn't understand why it's bechlal too. Kolshken the svar should be mechayiv. Mechayiv very very shver kasha. So I thought of the teretz, I ate in the teretz. I think it's a very geshmak teretz. As I normally learn that Taisa's teretz of it saw malacha geruah, and that's why I need both the pasuk for ani and the pasuk for bala bayis is. Like we explained, Haitzah is a very mechudishtik thing. By chidushim, we say, you need a pasuk for each instance, any variation might make a difference. But I want to say a different pshat. The pshat in the chidush of Haitzah, and this I heard, this svar I heard, I don't remember who said this svar, but I heard this svar amol, that every malacha, the pshat in the malacha is the accomplishment. The site of the malacha is the pearl yetze from the malacha. The mice is just to get to that pearl yetze, but the mice is not the malacha. The malacha is what happens with the malacha, the oiftu, the accomplishment. Hamzriya, Harisha, Ktsira, whatever it is, something changed, something is accomplished by the malacha. All 39 malachas, or 38 of the 39 malachas, are creative work, doing something, that's the site of the malacha. But Eitzah is not considered an accomplishment, Bechlal. Because if you're going to go assume it's not the accomplishment, what did Eitzah accomplish? It moved the chayfetz from one place to the other. But transportation is not a malacha. If transportation would be a malacha, the accomplishment that you transported the chayfetz, so you can't make a chil to Rishus Yachin and Rishus Rabbim. What's the difference when he moved it from Rishus Yachin to Rishus Yachin, or he moved from Rishus Yachin to Rishus Rabbim? So Elamai, what is the malacha? The Maisa. Haitzah, the malach is not the pearl yetze. Haitzah, the malach is the maisa. So it is the pshat in the shakla vitaya of Taisus. Taisus kasha that nem don that Haitzah also, the Haitzah was the pearl yetze. So melech sapella. What's the difference between bayis and ani? Why is it even called tu bechlal? Why would the mission have to red ice with nim and bechutz? And in this mission, it's even more shver. We're calling it shnayim. What's the shnayim? There's two. There's one pearl yetze. You're moving it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. What's the difference if you're standing in Rosh Hashanah? If you're standing in Rosh Hashanah, by Zerei, it'll be a difference if you're standing in the field or out of the field. It's one thing. The Chayfetz got moved. What's the difference how it got moved? You move the Chayfetz over. Haitzah and Achnasa is taka two things. One is you're moving it. One is the Pol Yaitse is the came from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, went out. And one is the Pol Yetze, they went from Shizuram to Shizyachid and went in. So those are two things. That's not Shver. But Ani and Baal Abayis, it's the same thing. It's moving from Shizyachid to Shizuram. What's the difference if it's moving because the one inside is bringing it or the one outside is bringing it? And for Taisus, Haitzah is a whole different story. Haitzah has nothing to do with the accomplishment. Mitzad the accomplishment, you can't be Mechal to Shizyachid to Shizuram or Shizyachid to Shizyachid. Haitzah is the Maisa. The maisa of making a chayfetz go from a shisriach to shisram, that is goof of the malacha, the maisa. If it's the maisa, then ani and bala bayis is two completely different maisas. The maisa of moving it from a shisriach to shisram when you're in the shisriach, and the maisa of moving it from a shisriach to shisram when you're in the shisram are two different maisas. And it's not even a svarat imachai of both of them. Mitzad the pearl yaitse, they're exactly the same. We don't even know why they're considered two. But mitzad the maisa are different. Haitzah nachnasa mitzad the maisa is the same. Mali afuki mali yule. The main point of the maisa is it's a maisa being mishana the rishus of the chayfetz. What's the difference if the shino is from rishus yachid to rishus rabim or from rishus rabim to rishus yachid? We have a svart that both of them should be chayim. But once we're saying haitzah is a maisa, the maisa of haitzah is ani and the maisa of haitzah is balabayis are two different maisim. When you do the ma'isa from the perspective inside, you do the ma'isa from the perspective outside, it's called a different ma'isa. And even the maskana, you don't have a svar being mechayev both. You need two psukim, a pasuk for ani, a pasuk for ba'al habayis. That's what I want to say to Miashiv Taisus. So just as he come on the etzim shayla, why you need two? Why is it called two ani and ba'al habayis? There are two mahalchim and taisa and afbeis. One mahalch is be'etzim ani and ba'al habayis, they're not really two. And that's how the Ramban and the Rashba goes in Shabbos. So they're not really two. They're called two. They bring a Yishalmi that says such a lashon. But the reason why we're saying this din, that it's shnayim, what's the chiddush? The Torah says the chiddush is that haisah could be done even when you don't walk with the chayfetz. Even by sticking the chayfetz into another ishus, or pulling the chayfetz from the other ishus, it's also called haisah. That's a chiddush. You would think it's not called a derech haisah. That wouldn't be called an akira and anacha, could be. And these are shayinim hold, you don't really need two psukim for Reitzah. So Machlaikis says that the two Makaris of Reitzah is the Machlaikis Tanam, if it's Vayikalei Amehavi, or it's Al-Yetzi Ishmim Kaimai. But Taisus brings from Bein Etam that no, that Vival Teitzah is a Malacha Geruah. It's two separate Malachas. Reitzah the Ani, Reitzah the Balmayis are two separate things. You need two psukim from them. You can't learn out one from the other. And that's why you need two psukim, one for Reitzah the Ani, one for Reitzah the Balmayis. Now we ask the Kasha, the Zerosh really asks this Kasha, but why don't you say, just like it's on Achnasa, we say, L'maisa it's a Svarim, Ali Afukim, Ali Ayule, so Achnasa is Chayim, Al Tzolda. So why don't you two psukim, why don't you say, Mali, Ani, Mali, Balabais, Al Tzolda. But the Zerosh says, because otherwise it would only be a Tzolda. You need the two psukim to tell you that they're both Aves. And in Afkimina, that Yechayiv Shtayim, but that's a very big chiddush to say Yechayiv Shtayim. And we wanted to say this Svarim, that Hitzah is the Malacha Gruah means that the Malacha is not the Pel Yetzir, the Malacha is the Maisa. If the Malacha is the Maisa, then Ani and Baal Abayis are two different Maisa, you need two Psukim. Mashenken Hitzah and Achnasa, they have a Svara to call it the same Maisa, Mali Afukim, Mali Ayule. That's the shtickle.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.